Don't miss the Get In and Go event on now at South Point Toyota.
You're listening to 770 CHQR AM and 107.3 CFGQ FM Calgary. Chorus Entertainment Radio Stations. Listen to Stampeders play-by-play and high-definition radio brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers. 105.1 FM, Channel 2, QR Calgary 770.
And welcome to Overcast and Threatening. Starlight Stadium in Langford, B.C. Mark Steven here with your Alberta Ford dealer Stampeder football on QR Calgary with your starting lineups. Defensively for the Calgary Stampeders, their front four is Clarence Hicks, Jalen Hutchings, Deshaun Mallory, a recent signing, and Cedric Wilcott. The linebacking core leads to start Jacob Roberts, Markel Lee, Bailey Devine Scott. In the secondary, Anthony Scott, a former Elk, Marlashawn Franklin, Jackson Sombeck, second-team All-Canadian at Regina, Jaden Grant, and free agent signing Adrian Green, who played here last year. The BC Lions, offensively, their line, they'll feature Woodruff, along with Pearson, University of Calgary's Tyler Packa, Anuuna, and Schluger. Their receiving core consists of Jared Gibson. They're looking forward to big things from him. Jermaine Jackson, David Durden, and Rayson John, the former Stampeder, obviously, signing here as a free agent. Nathan Work will get the start at quarterback. Jordan Terrell and Riley Pickett are in the backfield. The Stampeders offensively, their line left to right. Big William Barnes at left tackle. Kyle Saxlett left guard. Rodeem Brown, first-round pick Christian Fortin, and Preston Nichols at right tackle. Kalen Horton, Terrell Vaughn, Joseph Ngata, big guy, Ish Hyman, Cam Eccles, the receiving core. The quarterback will be P.J. Walker, and Tyon Evans is the running back. There are 60 players with the Stampeders, 33 playing their first game. Fanico, Moore, Cherry, and Terrell are the front four for the B.C. Lions. Lewis, Smith, and Coyle, these are all prospects, are the linebackers. Johnny Dixon, Ronald Kent, Jackson Finley, first pick by the Lions. Robert Carter and Jordan Perry are the players who will line up in the secondary, at least to start lines at 56 players here as well. Well, we're at a stadium that does not host CFL games, but has had other events in the past. We're at Starlight Stadium in Langford, B.C. Glad you're with us. Our play-by-play broadcast is only moments away on QR Calgary, 770 CHQR and 107.3 The Edge.
It's almost here.
We're 90 seconds away from the opening kickoff on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
Mark Steven and Greg Peterson bring you all the action just as they have for over a quarter century. Call it a wrap on the pregame show. Up next, it's game time.
Calgary Stampeders football, brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers.
On QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Ariane tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the limited inventory sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
Spring into safety with Volvo Calgary. Right now, lease the 2025 XC60, where Scandinavian design meets advanced safety for just $749 a month for 48 months with only $3,100 down. Whether you're heading to the mountains or just running errands, drive with peace of mind in a luxury SUV built for Canadian roads. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or VolvoCarsCalgary.com.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems, like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza, or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices, so much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
Here we go, Stamps fans. The moment you've all been waiting for. Every hit, run, pass, and touchdown. Right here on your Alberta Ford dealers, Stampeders football.
Kickoff is now with Mark Steven and Greg Peterson on your home of the red and white for over 30 years. QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
And hi, football fans. We're coming to you live from the South Point Toyota Billy Powers broadcast booth. Get your best deal in the Get In and Go event under the Toyota Tower at South Point Toyota. Mark Stephen, Greg Peterson here, QR Calgary in the Canadian Football League, proud to bring you today's game involving your Stampeders and the BC Lions. In the booth, Mark Stephen, Greg Peterson, longest-serving broadcast tandem in league history. Greg, what are you watching for today?
Well, I'm going to see how some of these rookies respond, Mark. This is going to be, some of them, their last professional game, their only professional game, and others are going to move on. As I said, Keith, of the game is when you get a chance to make a play, you got to make it. I'm expecting to see a lot of big plays by some of these rookies. Should be a good one in this little bit of a cold atmosphere, but a quaint atmosphere here at Starlight Stadium.
Coming up, the opening kickoff, 90 seconds away. More great Stampeder football on your Voice of the Stamps, QR Calgary.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
The time to buy a new Toyota has arrived. It's the Get In and Go event at the Giant Country Hills Toyota. Your Toyota Giant is pulling out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates as low as 0%. Plus, a giant selection of new Toyotas with more vehicles arriving every day. You don't want to miss the Get In and Go event on now at the Giant Country Hills Toyota.
Some homes speak to you the second you see the floor plan. Others whisper, change me. At Shane Homes, you don't have to choose. Fall for a floor plan you love or customize every detail from blueprint to backyard. And this spring, we're giving you the opportunity to save your way. Keep it simple and save, or go custom and save up to double the GST. Don't wait. Offer ends May 31st. Conditions apply. Find your favorite way to save at ShaneHomes.com. If it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Homes.
Hey, Stamp fans, this is Jeshron Antwi, running back. Keep it right here on QR Calgary all season long.
All right, kickoff time for the Calgary Stampeders. Welcome back to Stampeder football on QR Calgary, 770 CHQR. The Stampeders will be kicking off from the east end. Our broadcast left. They've got that red over red look, the red tops, the white numerals, red pants, and the red socks. The Lions will return from our broadcast right. They're in their brown jerseys with the orange numbers, brown pants, and brown socks. There is a wind blowing in the face of the Stampeders. It's overcast here. They've got the lights on. There was some rain earlier today, and I wouldn't in the slightest be shocked if there's more rain here later today. But we're ready to get going. Rennie Paredes flexing and getting ready to kick the ball off. We'll get this preseason game underway, and really glad you're with us on your long weekend in Calgary, Southern Alberta, online, wherever you are. The Stampeders fan out behind Rennie Paredes, who turned a big age the other day.
The big 4-0.
Big 40. Here we go. Lions have two returners back. Jackson, along with another guy they're very high on, McGee. They will return. We'll get this underway as Paredes puts the ball on the tee from Starlight Stadium. This place is full. About 6,500. Nice little setting. I guess we had to compare it to Calgary. I guess it would be somewhere like, say, Callaway Park, in the sense it's just west of downtown and close to the city, but not in the city. I guess that would be the best way to describe it as to what it is. Sort of in a park-like setting here. All around, we see big trees. It's in sort of a shopping area to our left at one end. There's a bit of a plaza with a big arena that a lot of hockey players are going in and out of. Saw yesterday and today, so kind of a nice setting, a different setting. BC Place undergoing some renovation. So here we go. Ball is on the tee. We're ready to kick it off. Rennie Paredes will be booting into a wind. And let's get this game underway. And 108 local. The ball goes end over end. And it will be returned by Jackson. Catches between the hash marks. 25 at the 30. Absorbs a hit. Get up near the 35-yard line. And that's where he is wrestled down as the Stampeders put him on the ground. Peterson, a defensive tackle candidate, puts him down, and the Lions will start out. And looks like we will see Nathan Rourke for a brief appearance. This is kind of, quote, BC's home preseason game, so give the fans a little look anyway.
Yeah, Rourke is going to be in there against a unproven secondary. We'll see how they play. Lots of new guys on that Stampeder defense. I think we've got about two guys from last year's starting lineup out there.
That's what they are. The Stampeders come out in a four-man front, extending, staring in at the quarterback. He'll take the ball, give out of the backfield, slashing it inside, gets to the linebacker level. That's where he's put down on the ground by Markel Lee with a good one-on-one tackle, putting Terrell down. So it'll be second down, and let's make it about five for the Lions.
Well, they're looking for big things out of Markel Lee. He's playing that middle linebacker position. Very fast. He and Roberts both got lots of speed, getting sideline to sideline. That time a five-yard gain. Good tackle by our middle linebacker.
Ball lines up on the near hash marks as the Lions break the huddles. Big Rice and John, who signed here as a free agent. He lines up outside the numbers to the near side. We're calling out signals on second down. Outside blitz on. They give inside to Terrell. He runs right. He's got room. He's near the first down marker. Jason Sombach, the safety, up to knock him down, but it is a first down. Six-yard pickup, BC.
Yeah, the Stamps came on the halfback blitz. Didn't expect much blitzing this game, but they did. Sorry, that was a linebacker blitz, but the Lions ran it to the opposite side away from the blitz, consequently got the first down.
Peter's showing a four-man front. Hicks and Wilcots, who had some time with Winnipeg, are at the end positions. Operating from the gun is Nathan Rourke, has Terrell in the backfield with him. And again on the ground, Terrell, he bulldozes up the middle, pushes and drives for yards. He gets about three or four before the Stampeders bring him down.
But one thing the Stampeders want to do better this year is stop the run. They could not stop the run last year. They got bigger defensive backs. They are looking for their defensive line to get a little bit better pass rush. That's why they brought Flo Almorado back. But, Mark, we got a lot bigger defensive backs, so sometimes going big makes you give up in the coverage category, but we'll see.
Second down, about 6.5 to go for the Lions. They're at their 48-yard line. Ball is by the right side hash marks. Working the gun with four receivers out. Work takes the ball. No, keep it on the ground. It's Terrell. Big hole left side. Break front tackle. 50 up the midfield. Falls forward and has the first down across midfield to the Calgary 54.
Oh, good solid run blocking that time by the left side of the BC line. They pinned out the end and really did a good job of bringing the tackle in. Huge hole and pretty good job by the secondary to come up and make that tackle. Nevertheless, still it's a first down.
They say his knee went down just shy of midfield, but that's where it is for the BC Lions. They send Gibson as a receiver left. Now he motions down the line towards the formation. Again on the ground to Terrell. Big hole left side. Gets to the secondary. Tackled at the Calgary 48-yard line where he is brought down by Mallory, a defensive lineman peeling back. Gain of about eight on that play. Second down and two, BC.
Yeah. Lions moving the ball with the run, Mark. A little bit of a counter back, and they're really hurting the Stamps with that counter back. And huge hole again, and you got the secondary guys making tackles. That's not good. Stampeders need to do a little bit better job on the run.
First possession for the BC Lions. First possession of the game. Nathan Rourke. Well, actually, Rourke now out. They got Mazzoli in the game. And Mazzoli will give on a handoff to Terrell. He explodes up the hash marks far side. Gets to the secondary before he's knocked down to the Calgary 38-yard line. But again, a BC first down over to make the tackle for the Stampeders. Is one of their defensive backs, Grant. We have a
big offensive lineman
player
down.
Yeah.
And Stampeders just haven't been able to stop that run. The Buck Pierce, the new head coach, bringing that Winnipeg-style offense where you run and pound the ball with a big offensive line. That's what the Bombers have been known to do. And now we got Buck Pierce coming over here to BC doing the same thing right now, this first quarter start of it.
All right, welcome back to Stampeder Football on QR Calgary. Stampeder Football has a home. It's QR Calgary. We're scoreless, and you're listening to Stampeder's Football, now streaming on QRCalgary.com.
Hey, Paul Brandt here. Big skies, rugged landscapes. Now that's Alberta in a nutshell. And if you're looking for an SUV that can keep up with this place, check out the Ford Bronco. Built for those who crave adventure with serious off-road capability and style to spare. Whether you're hitting the mountain trails or exploring the back roads, it's the perfect ride for those who want to experience everything this province has to offer. The Ford Bronco. Adventure awaits at your Alberta Ford dealer. And tell them PB sent you.
Inspiration, It's where all great things start. When you bring your renovation ideas to the designers and expert craftsmen at Renovations by Hearth and Home, it inspires them to create with you the renovation project you've been dreaming of. Whether your project is big or small, the in-house team at Renovations by Hearth and Home have the experience to ensure your dreams come to life. Imagine the extraordinary. Visit renovationsbyhearthandhome.com.
What better way to enjoy the only Friday the 13th in 2025 than enjoying the ultimate viewing and dance party for the all-time cult classic, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Friday, June 13th, inside the Chrome Showroom at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Rocky Horror-themed attire is encouraged, so be sure to bring your most becoming self to this 18-plus party like no other. Live performances, interactive zones, and themed dances. You've never seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show like this. Tickets on sale now at DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
This is your home for St. Peter football. I'm Falari Rumalade, defensive end. Thanks for listening.
Lines at the 40-yard line as there's an exchange in the backfield that goes astray and Mazzoli falls on it. Before he was hit, so he regains the ball. Welcome back to Stampeder Football on QR Calgary and 107.3. The Edge were scoreless, but the Lions are marching downfield, but a bad exchange in the backfield.
Yeah, bad exchange. They ran that run-pass option. Sometimes the quarterback and the guy that's supposed to get the football, they weren't on the same page. Mm-hmm. I think the running back thought he should take it, and the quarterback, Mazzoli, thought, no, I'm not going to take it, so consequently fumble, and first time Stamps got him in second and long.
Yeah, second down, 13 yards to go for the BC Lions. They're at the Stampeder, 43-yard line. Ball resting between the hash marks as Mazzoli takes the snap. Reads the coverage, throws a long out, caught by Rice and John right in front of the Stampeder bench. He's knocked out of bounds, but dives forward as he was falling. And did he get the first down? We'll see, but he used all of his 6'7" frame to dive ahead. And are they giving him the first down? No sign yet.
I think they are. Mark and Bryson John, former Stampeder, out in the flat doing a good job. And yak yards, yards after catch. That time our halfback playing a zone coverage. He just didn't get out that far. He cut off the curl, but throw it to the flat, and he was a little bit too far away to go out and make the tackle.
And so John caught it. He was hit. He was going out of bounds and then lunged forward. He splits right in front of the Stampeder bench, lining up there outside the numbers. As Mazzoli is in the gun. Pre-snap motion in front of the quarterback. Mazzoli, play fake, turns, rolls right. Seeks a target downfield. He's on the run, runs out of room, turns, pitches downfield. It's incomplete. Just as he was stepping out of bounds, he let it fly. It's incomplete.
Well, good coverage down the field by the Stampeder secondary. Mazzoli, a little fake and kind of a bootleg to the right. They had a guy going in the flat. He wanted to get the guy in the flat. He was well covered, looked downfield, couldn't find anybody, so he just threw that one away.
10 minutes, 3 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Well, Langford, British Columbia, first preseason game of the year in the CFL and for the Stampeders and Lions, obviously. Lions are second down and 10 yards to go. Lions finished 9-9 last year and hoped for a Grey Cup appearance at home. Didn't happen. Mazzoli takes a snap, pumps one, pitch across the middle. Ball is tipped and into the receiver's hands. The Lions get a break as that ball was tipped. And we'll see who ended up with it as one of the Lions.
Now,
right man in the right spot, pulled it in.
Good coverage by our linebacker. They threw it, Mazzoli threw it right over the middle, Mark, and good coverage. It was tipped up, though, and fortuitously for the BC Lions, it popped right into a BC Lions player's hand, and I think that's going to give him the first down.
It is. Durden makes the catch. It popped into the hands. They're on the 19-yard line. Ball on the right side, hash marks. Here comes the Lions out of the huddle. Mazzoli checks the wristband. Durden to his right in the backfield. They overload left. 9:04 remaining in the quarter. Mazzoli, comeback trail for him. He'll take the snap. Pump fake, sends to the line, throws a slant round, and that is knocked away. A nice play trying to set up Rice and John as Johnson in the corner got a hand out to break it up. Nice play as they were trying to set up the big guy. Didn't work.
Little fake handoff up the middle. That brings the Mac linebacker up, and they run a little slant to the right side, but our corner man-to-man right on his guy did a good job. Didn't reach over his back to get a pass interference. Good play by the corner.
It is down to the 19-yard line. That's where the Lions are. Second down and 10. Their first possession. They've really squeezed out a lot of plays on this drive. Three receivers left calling out signals is Mazzoli. Blitzes on. Mazzoli is back. Has to hurry his throw. Sending it towards the end zone. That is tipped. And into the hands of the Lions. They they take the ball, go into the end zone. Burton, touchdown, BC, on a tough carom by a Stampeder player right into his hands. Touchdown, BC.
Well, the Stampeder defensive back got in front of the ball, did a good job, but just didn't make the play. He was right there, had his hands on the ball. Really could have gone six the other way, but bounced off his shoulder pads right into the BC line player's hand. Great opening start for the BC Lions.
It sure was.
Two tip balls. It should have been going the Stampeder way, went the BC Lions way.
Yeah, and they take it into the end zone for the touchdown. Godfrey Onyeka in the secondary. So here come the Lions with the extra point. It is their kicker from Ireland. McNamee is on. He steps into this punt, gives it a good ride, but it was wide left. It blasted the rink beside the stadium, but doesn't count for the extra points. Anyway, we will go to break. It's 6-0 for the BC Lions. This is Stampeder Football on QR, Calgary, Valentine, Volvo, and Volvo Cars Royal Oak are proud sponsors of Stampeder Football on QR, Calgary, bringing you your CFL action for over three decades.
Don't miss your favorite Calgary Stampeders game this season.
Be there for Labor Day, the first Stampede Bowl, or a rivalry you can't miss.
Single game tickets are now on sale. Guarantee you have the best seat for all the action.
With Vernon Adams Jr. now wearing red and white, this season will be unforgettable.
And Stamps fans know that McMahon Stadium is Calgary's greatest outdoor patio.
Visit stampeders.com/tickets to secure your seat for one of the most anticipated Stampeders seasons ever.
Together, we ride.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Ariane tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the limited inventory sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
Spring into safety with Volvo Calgary. Right now, lease the 2025 XC60, where Scandinavian design meets advanced safety for just $749 a month for 48 months with only $3,100 down. Whether you're heading to the mountains or just running errands, drive with peace of mind in a luxury SUV built for Canadian roads. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or VolvoCarsCalgary.com.
Thank you for listening to Stampeder Football. This is Dominique Rhines, wide receiver of the Calgary Stampeders.
Lions will kick off of their 30-yard line after that touchdown. Choquette and Benjamin are deep to return for the Stampeders. A towering kick that Benjamin will settle under at the 5. He runs up the field, 10, 15, 20, finds the seam, gets up to the 30-yard line where the Lions are there to bring him down. Nice return by Eno Benjamin, former Arizona Cardinal, trying to make a spot here as a running back for the Calgary Stampeders. So they're on the field for the first time. It's time now for the Claus Stampeders opening drive. The makers of Precision Farmers Equipment. Claus, made for more.
Well, that was a great drive by the BC Lions, Mark. It was a 12-play drive, 63 yards. So, and they were good on all their passes and only had one sack, just a great opening drive. A little bit of luck there for the Stampeders, though, from the Stampeders. As two tip passes that could have gone the Stampeders' way went the Lions' way.
Yeah, no question. It was a tough situation for the team, but those things are going to happen. The Stampeders are getting upfield and getting ready to go on the field. Well, we've got a moment here, Greg. A very sad note on the Stampeders front is someone you knew well from your earliest playing days. We received word this week that Alex Reske had passed away, a longtime team athletic therapist.
Yeah, Alex was our athletic therapist my very first year with the Stampeders, and then, of course, they brought Pat Clayton in, but Alex, just a great guy. He was really treated the players very well. Sad to see him pass on and have some great memories of Alex.
Yeah, no question. Well, the Stampeders are going to send the offense on. P.J. Walker will lead the way, and we'll get an idea of the rest. It's 6-0 BC, a 12-play drive. You don't see those very often at all. By the way, I should tell you our location. We're located really low instead of way up high in the stadium. We're down so low. If we have any questions about the BC Lions and what they're doing, we can practically lean over and ask the coach. That's how close we are.
It's kind of cool to be down here. Yeah. You know, you see the action a little bit better, hear the hits. So, but yeah, you don't get as good a vision to see the play develop. But it's a little stadium, very nice little stadium, Mark. Sits about 6,000. I think it's full.
Yeah.
But good for, I think they play a lot of soccer here, a lot of rugby.
Yep. So the Stampeders waiting for time to be whistled in, and here we go. The Stampeders. They send Rodine Brown over the ball. P.J. Walker is the quarterback. Pre-snap motion behind the quarterback to the wide side of the field. But a first down, they get the Benjamin out of the backfield. Shuffles the feet, gets across the 30 up to the 36-yard line. Jackson Finley, the safety, up to bring him down, but that's about a 7-yard gain. Second and three.
Yeah, you know, Benjamin, he can break it. He's got the breakaway speed, a little bit different than Mills, maybe not quite as big and powerful, but he's got that breakaway speed. Got about three on that first run.
6-0 Lions. Clock runs, 7:31 to play in the opening quarter. Here come the Stampeders out of the huddle. Kevin Jones, along with Ishmael, go to the wide left side of the field. E.J. Walker barks out signals. Walker takes the snap, will go to the air. Looks wide side, fires wide side, reaching out, making the catch, tumbling to the ground, Ishmael Hyman, but he will be short of the first down on the long out. It'll be
a good yard and a half. They're going to go for it, Mark. Yeah. And good solid throw that you saw. That time, P.J. Walker's arm stepped in the pocket, threw a good solid out, and a good play by Ishmael to come back to it.
And he's throwing into the wind, and it is a fairly strong wind here, I got to tell you. So it is third down, and about a yard and a half to go. Stampeders, Benjamin is in the backfield. Crouches as he awaits the signal from P.J. Walker. Lines are down. High snap, give is Benjamin, runs to the line, spins, falls forward, and should have enough for the first down as he was upended by Falonico, the end for B.C., but it is a first down. Stampeders probably wouldn't have gambled during the regular season, but this is now got to find out what guys can do.
Yeah, give them some plays, Mark. Yep. Good play. Our offensive line blowing over, open a hole that time, and Benjamin two runs, two pretty good solid runs, showing some good ability to see some vision and hit those holes.
On the 42-yard line, Eric Brooks, who missed most of last year with an injury, splits wide right, lining up outside the numbers as Walker takes the ball. Walker rolling right, under pressure, throws downfield, and it's in and out of the hands.
Hyman dropped that one.
Incomplete. Yep.
Yeah, got to have that. That time, P.J. Miller, he had a guy right in his face, a little bootleg action to the right side. Guy Hyman was wide open on the flat right by the B.C. Lion bench. Could have caught it and got a couple yak yards, but he got down on a knee, Mark, and just didn't keep his eyes on the ball. Should have had that one.
Second down, 10 yards to go for the Calgary Stampeders. They trail 6-0. There's 5:55 to play in this first quarter. Walker is in the gun. Stampeders overload this near side with four receivers. Brooks lines up on the line of scrimmage. Back to Walker. Short drop. Throws a screen out of the backfield. Benjamin catches. Breaks a tackle. Up at the 50. Falls ahead. 52-yard line where he's hit. But I think has enough for the first down. Lewis linebacker.
Yeah, it's got it, Mark.
Down, but he does have the first down.
Well,
that was
good.
A nice second effort.
Yeah, nice second effort. Good call, though. If you're second and long and BC Lions going back in a four-deep coverage, they run a little screen pass. And Benjamin showing some speed, Mark, and breaking some tackles. Picked up a good 10 yards on that run after he caught it.
Ball's on the 52-yard line, middle of the field between the hash marks. We're in the opening quarter, 6-0 for the BC Lions. And Peters are moving left to right to the grandstand end of Starlight Stadium. And Ryan Jones in the game is kind of a tight end. Now comes back, line up as a receiver. Walker in the gun. Walker again gives. Big hole. Benjamin has room at the 50. Down to the 45 of BC before he's upended. But I want to credit a guy who came in and leveled a big block. Jones broke over that big hole, Greg, and Benjamin picks it up.
Yeah, Benjamin's been the guy so far on this drive, Mark. That's his fourth run of the game or third run, and he got a screen pass as well and really showing some good running ability. Pretty impressed so far. That time, good, solid hole blown open by the right side of our O-line.
They did indeed. Here come the Stampeders out of the huddle as Brooks goes wide left. Solo receiver to that side. Now Alley joins him that way as well. From the Lion 47-yard line, give is Benjamin. He darts, pushes up the middle, but the Lions push back after a short gain, making about 3 yards before he is tackled down. Jackson Finley, the safety, helping to bring him down. Let's make that a 3-yard gain, second down and 7.
Yeah, that time the Lions kind of anticipated, so they're going to bring in some new guys. Mark Benjamin gets a little bit of a break. Good job that time by Benjamin. He had 5 carries. He was a workhorse and did excellent so far as his rookie debut.
out of Arizona State University. Yeah, it does have the great speed. Stampeders bring in a little help for him, though. Give him a breather as Tyon Evans is in the backfield for quarterback Walker. Second down and 7, 45-yard line. Walker is back, retreating. Reads the coverage. Has time, sets up. Pitching deep over the middle, looking for Vaughn. Is tipped by the defender. And Carter knocks it away for the intended target of the Calgary Stampeders as Vaughn had a chance. He was in behind coverage, but it was tipped away, and the Stampeders will be third down.
Well, I like the fact that P.J. Walker scrambled around that pocket. He just didn't sit there. He moved the pocket a little bit, brought himself some more time, then tried to throw back across the field. Almost had that one, Mark.
Yep.
That a little bit, throwing about another yard, that could have been an excellent throw. So far, I was pretty pleased with the offense that drive.
Here's an opportunity to punt for Vassett on third down. A high kick. Hangs up in the air, caught by the lines at the 5-yard line. Running left, and several special teamers are down to bring him down. Leading the way is Anthony Federico. So the BC Lions will start out at about their 10-yard line. This is the first quarter of Stampeder football. We are here at Starlight Stadium. The score, BC 6 and the Stampeder 0. This is Stampeder football in QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
The time to buy a new Toyota has arrived. It's the Get It and Go event at the Giant Country Hills Toyota. Your Toyota Giant is pulling out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates as low as 0%, plus a giant selection of new Toyotas with more vehicles arriving every day. You don't want to miss the Get It and Go event on now at the Giant Country Hills Toyota.
Thank you for listening to Stampeder Football. This is Dominique Grimes, wide receiver of the Calgary Stampeders.
The BC Lions will start out. They spotted at their 14-yard line. As we're late in the opening quarter, this is a 6-0 BC lead at this juncture of the ball game. They had a long 12-play drive their first time. Wind continues to pick up. It's favoring BC. And the lights are on. It is certainly overcast here. And the wind picking up, kick it here behind us. And here come the Lions out of the huddle. Jeremiah Mazzoli remains in the game at quarterback. Durrell with him in the backfield. Take the ball, play fake. No, gives it into the line to Terrell. He drives, pushes ahead, gets up across the 15 to about the 17-yard line where he's driven back by the Stampeders. And Yek on the tackle, pushing him back.
Oh, good play by our linebackers, too, and the D-line to limit that gain to only about 2. They canceled every gap. Linebackers scraped up. Good job by our middle linebacker, Lee, once again, and Roberts. Both those two guys playing pretty good so far on their pass and the run.
Stampeders come out. Hicks and Wilcott are the ends for the Stampeders. Passing down. Second down and an 8 for the BC Lions. They're scrimmaging at about the 15-yard line. Mazzoli. He'll take the ball. Pressure on by the Stampeders. He's dancing in the pocket. He's scrambling. Now he steps up. He's going to run. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and a couple more. But that's about all. Wilcott brings him down. And he'll be well short of the first down.
Yeah, good job by our defensive line to keep Mazzoli. He can run, Mark. We've seen him run in his CFL career. But he was kind of like a mouse trying to get out of a little bit of a... traps in there. And he just couldn't get out of that pocket. Good job by the defensive line. Two and out. That's good for the defense.
Horton and Vaughn, two receiver candidates, are back to return this punt for the Calgary Stampeders. Meyer, a Welsh-born punter, is on to kick the ball away. He's another big guy. He stands about 6'3", takes the snap, and steps into the punt. Great! He pounded this ball deep downfield. Horton will catch at the 25, gathers his feet, starts forward, finds a seam. 30, 35 at the 40, up at the 45. That's where the BC Lions bring him down. Their special teamers charging down the field. But that was a bomb of a kick.
Well, he had the wind
BC
going
line.
With him.
You got
so.
Kieran Poisant, receiver, on the tackle.
Well,
he did.
If you got the wind, just kick that spiral, and that spiral will cut through the wind. And, yeah, that was about a 60-yard kick, but good job by Kalen Horton, 5'9". 172, the rookie got up there and did a pretty good job of getting that return.
67 yards is the kick. So the Stampeders starting out with 155. Make that 125 remaining in the opening quarter of the game.
Mark, I have to comment, they've got no 20-second clock here, so the referees are being a little bit lenient about because they Stampede a little bit confused there, and I don't know if they're calling a timeout. I think what's going on is they didn't have his mic up in his one wristband, that being P.J. Walker.
Okay.
So they are going to call Stampeders on that one.
I should tell you that some of the amenities of a regular CFL stadium are not here. Very small scoreboard with very limited information. As you say, 20-second clock. I mean, it's nice and everything, but it's just not a CFL
stadium.
Well,
it's not CFL. Number one is you can have no challenges because they don't have it set up, CFL control, to look at it. And without the 20-second clock, the referees are just going to kind of be talking, but I'm sure they're going to be quite lenient on that.
End zones are a little shorter as well. Tevin Jones splits right. Picked up by Perryman on the corner to the short side. Walker barks out signals, takes the ball to pass. Standing, waiting, he's clobbered. He is sacked, knocked down by Miller, who knocks him flat back at the 30-yard line for the sack.
Yeah, and P.J. took a big hit there. He's looking to his right, and he got smashed blindside. Didn't even see that coming. You got to credit him just for hanging on to that football because blindside hit, you don't feel it, and you're not really protecting the ball too much, and not great blocking that time by the O-line.
Second down, 24 yards to go for the Calgary Stampeders on the big sack. As the veteran Moore busted through. Stampeders flank five receivers out. Eric Brooks going wide left for the Stampeders. Looks back in at the formation. Ball snap back to the quarterback. Walker is dancing in the pocket. Shuttles a pass across the middle to Cutting Vaughn. He was trying to help him out on a drag route. It's incomplete. And the Stampeders with 11 seconds remaining in the quarter, we'll have to punt it away.
Well, that time PJ might should have just taken off, but stepped into the pocket, showed his quick feet. He was rifling through that pocket pretty quick, Mark, and had some room to run. Wouldn't have got a first down, but he tried to do a little shuffle pass forward to Vaughn and just missed him on that one.
Little Jackson, a free agent from Hamilton, is going to take this punt. It's kicked away by Bassett. Jackson will catch right by the BC bench on the 30, ahead to the 45-5, pulled down at about the 45-yard line.
We're going to have a clip that time, Mark.
What's going to happen? Yeah, Vaughn, the rookie, in on the tackle.
Good punt that time by Vossett because he launched that one. If you're going to kick into the wind, kick one of those spirals, not those end-over-end ones. That could cut the wind. Kick that one about 48 yards into the wind. Good coverage downfield. It's going to be popped back a little bit more because of this blocking from the rear.
So we're going to end the quarter or play another play here. I guess that's what Dave Dickinson is on the field asking. Okay, first down, BC. Can't quite pick up the announcements here, but...
Well, BC's acting like the quarter's over, so I think the quarter is over.
Well, and Stampeders acting like that, though. The Stampeders...
Well, they're moving the ball.
All right, we are going to take a timeout. Welcome back to Stampeder Football on QR Calgary, brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers. That's it for the first quarter. BC 6, Stampeder 0. Up in a moment, second quarter football action. You're listening to Stampeder Football on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
All right, give me something big.
The Ford It's a Big Deal event is on.
Bigger.
Get a big truck and an even bigger deal.
Love it. Now the details.
Right now, lease a 2025 F-150 STX with the Black Appearance Package from $220 biweekly at 0% APR for 24 months with $4,375 down. That's like $110 weekly.
Now bring it home.
Plus, there's a $750 bonus for eligible Ford owners. Hurry into your Alberta Ford store or visit Ford.ca today.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems, like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza, or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices, so much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
The Get In and Go event is on now under the tower at South Point Toyota. Once again, it's the best time of year to buy your new Toyota. The best inventory, the best interest rates of the year, as low as 0%. And the best trade-in bang for your buck. Don't miss the Get In and Go event on now at South Point Toyota.
This is Derek Moncrief, Sam Linebacker. Thanks for listening to the Stampede of Football on QR Calgary.
There, free agent signing, not with the team today, but expect him in uniform on Saturday. We're live from the Billy Powers broadcast booth, brought to you by South Point Toyota in Victoria. Welcome to second quarter action. Greg, we'll get to those stats in just a moment as the BC Lions break out. They'll start at their 30-yard line as they've changed quarterbacks. Chase Bryce is going to be in the game. Big, big, big guy. They've got a bulldozer back, Horvath behind him in the backfield. And Horvath gets the call. Bulldozes right up the middle, but the Stampeders greet him in the hole to push him back. Lee was there on the tackle. Also a great play by the Stampeders. Roberts, who had some time last year, so the two of them push him back. It's about a one-yard game.
Yeah, stats category, Mark. First downs after that first quarter. Calgary 3, BC 6. Net offense, Calgary 26, BC 81. Rushing, Stamps 18, BC 35. Passing, Stamps 16, BC 50.
Second down, 8 yards to go. The BC Lions now turn around, move left to right to the grandstand end of the stadium. Calling out signals is Chase Bryce. Receivers in motion to the line. Bryce is back, looking wide side. Throws out of the backfield. That's caught by Horvath. He gets to the line of scrimmage, but not much more. As Johnson, the corner's up to knock him down, and it's well short of the first down, so the Lions will kick. It'll be third down at about 5 or 6.
Well, second two and out. Stampeder defense after that opening 12-play drive by the BC Lions. Calgary's defense was knocked back on their heels, but they've responded now, and two and outs, last two, that's pretty good.
We'll see what Myers does. Former rugby player going to pound the ball downfield. Vaughn and Horton, receiver candidates, both are back to return. And he gets a good spiral on this one. Again, backtracking as Horton catches at the 25 on the hash marks. Runs straight ahead, 30 at the 35, cuts it outside at the 40, and a book top tackle to knock him down as he was heading to the open field. Horvath, the halfback, put him on the ground, but he had some room there, yep. Greg, and just a nice tackle to pull him down.
Well, that's the second time Kalen Horton's done a good job on the punt return, the 5'9", 972-pounder, not very big or tall, but doing a great job on those punt returns.
BC 6, Stampeders 0. You're listening to Stampeders Football, racking up another great season of football, something we've been doing for over three decades. This is QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
Spring into safety with Volvo Calgary. Right now, lease the 2025 XC60, where Scandinavian design meets advanced safety for just $749 a month for 48 months with only $3,100 down. Whether you're heading to the mountains or just running errands, drive with peace of mind in a luxury SUV built for Canadian roads. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or volvocarscalgary.com.
Some homes speak to you the second you see the floor plan. Others whisper, change me. At Shane Homes, you don't have to choose. Fall for a floor plan you love or customize every detail from blueprint to backyard. And this spring, we're giving you the opportunity to save your way. Keep it simple and save, or go custom and save up to double the GST. Don't wait. Offer ends May 31st. Conditions apply. Find your favorite way to save at ShaneHomes.com. If it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Homes.
Hi, I'm Donna Friesen from Global National. Life moves fast these days, and we want to make it even easier for you to get the news you need. That's why you can now get Global National every day as a podcast. The biggest stories of the day with analysis from award-winning global news journalists. New episodes drop every day, so take this as your personal invitation to join us on the Global National podcast. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
This is number 21, Bailey Devine Scott, defensive back. Thanks for listening to Calgary Stampeders football. Go Stamps.
Stampeders on the 42-yard line. Here's a bomb by Walker, sending it downfield, looking for Ngata, in and out of his hand. close coverage by Finley, the safety as well. But Big Ingata, who's a big 6'3 granite receiver, just couldn't quite pull that in. Nice throw, but also a nice defensive play.
Well, one thing about P.J. Walker, he'll throw the ball up. That time the guy was covered, and he says, I don't care. I'm going to rifle this one in there. And he threw a dart, Mark, and almost completed that. Well covered, but I like P.J.'s aggressiveness throwing the ball down the field.
That was about 40 yards downfield. Here come the Stampeders. Second down and 10 yards to go. Tyon Evans now in the backfield for P.J. Walker. Stampeders on second down. Full blitz is on. Walker retreats, scrambling left away from the pressure. Comes near side, motions downfield, leans back, and just heaves it downfield. There is contact, and there is a flag. It looks like the BC Lions. Pass interference. Cam Eccles was going for the ball, but he was spun around as he jumped for it. Two flags on the field, so a big gain for the Stampeders.
Big gain, all because P.J. Walker's got athletic talent. He spun around. The guy rushed him, and he did the spinorama and got outside the pocket, set his feet, and again, guy's well covered, saying, I don't care. I'm going to throw the ball down the field anyways. Threw it down, and it was incomplete, but got the lucky pass interference.
Yep, and Hyman is going up for the ball, but he was spun around. At least the Cam Eccles was spun around.
Big break for the Stamps. That put him down about the 25-yard line.
That's where they are, 25-yard line of the BC Lions. Stampeders are moving. They'll break the huddle. Hyman and Eccles splitting right for the Stampeders, wide side of the field. Walker lines up. Walker in the gun. Give Evans out of the backfield, dances in the hole, picks up a couple or 3 yards, but the Lions swarm to bring him down. Bond, a linebacker, leads the charge. And that'll be about a 4 yard gain, second and 6.
Yeah, they got Tylon Evans in for Benjamin Mark, another injured BC line, it looks like, but 5'11, 230 pounds, a little bit of a bigger guy running back out of Louisiana.
12-18 remaining, BC leading 6-0. Really glad you're with us. Holiday Monday afternoon, if you're driving back into town, glad you're here.
Really been quite impressed with P.J. Walker so far, Mike. I like the fact that he can get out of the pocket and making something happen out of nothing. On that last play, that deep one, the Lions came on the all-out blitz, and he kind of read it and did the old spin move and got outside the pocket. Probably never would have happened last year. He's pretty aggressive throwing the ball down the field, too. He'll throw it down even if the guy's covered, hoping something good happens. Makes it exciting anyways.
And Moore, who had the prior sack on Walker, is walking off the field. One of the few veterans in the BC lineup today. And Stampeders are marching. They move the ball.
Second and long.
Second
big play
long.
Here.
Yep. But 9 yards to go. Snap back to the quarterback. Deep drop by Walker. Sets up, throws a dart downfield. That's caught at the 10-yard line. Enough for the first down as that is pulled in by Vaughn. First down, Stampeders.
Yeah, great throw. Step in the pocket. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, Walker's got a rifle. He let that one rip. A little bit low. Both his balls have been thrown. His footballs have been a little bit low, but that time, excellent throw. He gets back there, makes the read, and really targets that and throws it with a lot of zip on that football.
Stampeders advance now to the 11-yard line of the BC Lions. J. Walker leading the way. Evans in the backfield. And Gatta starts in motion to the line. Wide side. Snap back. Play fake to the line by Walker. He sets up. Throwing in the zone. Throwing in the corner. And just too far. Trying to set up. And Gatta, who's a big, big target at 6'3", 200 pounds, but led him just a stride too far. And it's incomplete near the back of the end zone.
Well, Stamps got some big receivers. You got Gatta at 6'3". And, of course, we talk a lot about Damian Elford. He's 6'6". And some other big guys, when you add in Reggie Begelton and a couple others, Stampeder's going to have some big receiving core this year.
Dominique Rhimes for sure. Stampeder's second down, 10 yards to go at the 11-yard line. And Gatta, Vaughn, and Brooks splitting to the wide left side as P.J. Walker takes the snap. Now it's a draw. Give to Evans. He runs. Makes a move. Pushes ahead. Struggles down by the 1 yard line. Did he get in?
Got
He's
to the one.
Really close to the goal line. He's at the one is where they spot him down. Nice move inside. And the Stampeders are now on the doorstep.
Well, I like the play calling, too, Mark. You're second and long down the goal line, and everybody thinks it's going to be a run. You run a well-executed draw with great vision by Evans and a good run. They're right down there. They're going to try and punch this in as a third down.
You know, don't have the yard marker here. Anyways, put it in the end zone. They've got Big Vaughn in the ball game. He's the big guy. He takes the ball, runs right, pushes ahead, drives the legs, is in the end zone. Touchdown! Draft choice, Quincy Vaughn on the plunge of the Stampeders, tie the ball game.
Yeah, they're looking to have Vaughn be the big guy. He's 250 pounds, Mark. Big guy. He's played a little bit of quarterback. We'll see if he can take Tommy Stevens' job, but great drive. Give a lot of credit that time to P.J. Walker. I thought he did some good things to make something happen out of nothing.
He did indeed, and that's why the Stampeders have tied it up, and Rennie Paredes. By the way, you know, why is Rennie Paredes here? It's a fair question to ask, but he's the only place kicker they've got in camp, so... I mean, normally guys would get a...
If I'm a place kicker, I don't want to go to this camp because you know you're not going to make it with Rennie Paredes there.
32-yard line is where they'll try the extra point. It's down, and with the win, Rennie Paredes pounds it through with all kinds of room to spare. All right, the score, Calgary 7, BC 6. This is second quarter CFL football action on QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
Don't miss your favorite Calgary Stampeders game this season.
Be there for Labor Day, the first Stampede Bowl, or a rivalry you can't miss.
Single game tickets are now on sale. Guarantee you have the best seat for all the action.
With Vernon Adams Jr. now wearing red and white, this season will be unforgettable.
And Stamps fans know that McMahon Stadium is Calgary's greatest outdoor patio.
Visit Stampeders.com/tickets to secure your seat for one of the most anticipated Stampeders seasons ever.
Together, we ride.
Inspiration. It's where all great things start. When you bring your renovation ideas to the designers and expert craftsmen at Renovations by Hearth and Home, it inspires them to create with you the renovation project you've been dreaming of. Whether your project is big or small, the in-house team at Renovations by Hearth and Home have the experience to ensure your dreams come to life. Imagine the extraordinary. Visit renovationsbyhearthandhome.com.
New look, new location. The same luxurious standards. Wolf Cadillac Calgary is now open with incredible grand opening specials. For a limited time, save up to $15,000 on Cadillac Lyric or get 0.99% financing up to 84 months. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,200 savings on Lyric Optic and Escalade IQ. Wolf Cadillac Calgary. 756 101st Street Southwest off Stony Trail.
Thanks for listening. This is number 14, Clark Barnes. Now back to Calgary Stampeder football on QR Calgary.
Seven play drive for the Calgary Stampeders. Rennie Paredes tees the ball up. Rennie Paredes, I know Greg, you mentioned he signed a 2-year deal and says, that'll probably be it. You know what? I'll believe it when I see it because he's 40 years old and he's still darn good. I don't care.
Well,
he's really good.
he looks like he's in good physical condition.
Bingo,
so
yeah.
As a kicker, you know, you can play a long life.
Yep. Nurton and Jackson are back to return for the Lions at kickoff. On the far side, taken by Jackson. He runs ahead. He's at the 20, turns on the Jets. Up at the 30, up at the 40-yard line before he is pushed back by the Calgary Stampeders. Peterson, the defensive lineman, knocks him down. So the Lions start out near the 40-yard line with Chase Bryce at quarterback.
Stampeder defense really picked it up a little bit that second quarter. They, after that opening drive, they were back on their heels with the run come up, and now the linebackers, I've been pretty impressed with Lee and Roberts, both doing a pretty good job on the run.
Welcome back to Stampeder football on QR Calgary, 770 CHQR. Big Bruiser Horvath in the backfield, adjusts to the left of the quarterback. Bailey Devine Scott adjusting in the linebacking core as well. No, it's kept by the quarterback. And Bryce tried to run left. I think was that a bust or just
no? It was just a read pass option. He kept it. And he thought he could get outside. Good play by our defensive end. He was out there, and that made the quarterback try and just go up the middle. Bunch of guys right there. Good defense.
Got pretty much nothing. Second down and 9.5. Lions at their 39.5 yard line, moving left to right into the wind, looking at the grandstand end of the stadium. Lions fan out, Kieran Poissant, junior product from this area, splits wide right. Green watching him. Snap back to Bryce. Bryce dancing in the pocket. Nowhere to go. He's going to catch it. He's going to pull it down around and caught from behind by Jalen Hutchings after a gain of about 2 or 3 yards. And the Lions will be quickly forced to punt it away.
Yeah, Lions have not done anything since that opening drive on offense. And that front four, Mark, good job. What I've been impressed, they haven't let the quarterback step into the pocket. The pocket is collapsing around, and they've seemed like having a lot more speed this year than they had last year to limit the quarterback gains.
Vaughn and Horton are ready to return this punt. The Lions will boot it away. It's a wobbly, fluttering kick. Vaughn will catch on the run at the 30. Turns it straight ahead, 35. That's where the Lions bring him down. Falls ahead to about the 38-yard line where he's tackled. Terran, at least, from the University of Alberta, bringing him down.
Yeah, good play by Terrell Vaughn. Again, we're getting pretty good, at least 10, 12 yards each time on the return. And got some small returners. Eric Brooks, he's 5'7". Kalen Horton, 5'9". Terrell Vaughn, 5'7". And, you know, Benjamin, 5'9". But they're real quick. They hit the hole very well from what I've seen so far.
Stampeder 7, the Lions 6. This is Calgary Stampeder Football. We're the voice of the red and white. QR Calgary 770 CHQR.
The Get It and Go event is on now under the tower at South Point Toyota. Once again, it's the best time of year to buy your new Toyota. The best inventory, the best interest rates of the year, as low as 0%. And the best trade-in bang for your buck. Don't miss the Get In and Go event on now at South Point Toyota.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems. Like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza. Or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices. So much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
Hey, Paul Brandt here. You know, Alberta's a special place. From the Rockies to the Plains, it's a land of hard work and big dreams. If you're going to tackle it all, you need a truck that can keep up. That's why I can't say enough about my Ford F-150. It's more than a truck. It's a partner. Rugged toughness, serious capability, and smart features that make your life easier, like available Pro Power onboard. The Ford F-150. Get yours today at your Alberta Ford dealer and tell them PB sent you.
Thanks for listening. This is Dave Dickinson. Now back to Stampeder Football on QR Calgary.
Thank you, Dave. As the team starts out, his team starts out on the 39-yard line. The Stampeder do. P.J. Walker at the controls at quarterback. Tyon Evans is in the backfield. Stampeder, the four receivers out. And Walker will go to the air. He's back. He's back firing a strike down the far sidelines and completely overthrew Eric Brooks. There obviously was some kind of miscommunication. And after the play, a flag was thrown right in front of the Stampeder bench. I'm not sure what that's about.
I don't know what it's about either, Mark. I think it's going to be on the Calgary Stampeders. I think Brooks was pushed out of bounds and he came back in.
Ah, okay. Yeah, down the far sidelines, yeah.
Yeah. P.K. Evans will really throw the ball up. Yep. Well, no, this is going to be pass interference.
Okay, Parryman, the veteran, picks up pass interference. Okay,
yeah, I didn't see that, but that time again.
Well, that's why he badly overthrew Brooks. Brooks couldn't run any further.
Yeah. Brooks isn't a big guy. No. He can help muscle him, but he's got lots of speed. He's only 5'7", 175 pounds.
Says he's back to health after a broken arm suffered in Game 7 last year. And see what he does. He was having a good season until the injury. He splits left, and they'll go on the ground. Evans up the middle. He pushes ahead. 45 down to the 43-yard line as he pushed ahead and went by a tackler before he is brought down by Richardson, the linebacker. But it is gain of, what, about 7?
Yeah, Evans doing just like Benjamin Evans. They're both running the ball really, really well. And we all know we need more than one running back. You need more than two running backs. It's good to have three, so...
7:42 remaining in our first half at 7-6 for the Calgary Stampeders as they're on the march, the line 43-yard line, second down and three, and they go again on the ground to Evans. This time, though, he's hit just as he gets the ball, falls forward for about a yard or two. Lewis, the linebacker, leading the way.
Mark Rennie Prentice runs on the field saying, oh, it's third and two, and we're going to kick this. And Dave Dickinson says, pulls him back, goes, get back there, Rennie. Yeah. We're going to go for this. This is preseason. We don't kick. We know what you can do. Yeah, we're going to run it. I don't care if it's third and three. We're going for this one.
Yes, we know you kick 50-yard field goals in your sleep. Yeah, you're right.
Rennie was on, and Dave just pulled him right back.
Well, it's third down and three. The Stampeders will gamble here. Again, this is a play that they try in the preseason. Benjamin returns in the backfield. Walker calling out signals. And Walker will go to the air, looking short side. Lofts a pass deep downfield and overthrew in double coverage, trying to set up Ishmael Hyman. It's incomplete. So He did a post corner pattern, but it was in tough double coverage. Just couldn't pull it in, and a turnover on downs.
Well, I keep repeating myself, but one thing about P.J. Walker is he'll throw the ball up, even if the guy's covered. I kind of like it, and throws lots of 50-50 balls up. If you're going to have these big receivers, hopefully sometimes they're going to come down with the ball, but P.J. really takes chances, which is good.
Lions get the ball on a turnover on down. 7-6 Stampeders. 6:42 to play in this quarter. It's on the 43-yard line. BC's own 43. Four-man front looking in at Chase Bryce. Bryce takes the ball. Play fake. Now he's back. Now he gives it on an end around. Ball is taken.
Good
is
job,
running
D.
out of the backfield. Stampeders rally to bring down McGee as he came on an end around and dropped back. And Stampeders were
just
there.
Just great hustle to the ball. When you got your... Now we got a...
Well, Lion just turned and belted one of the Stampeders.
Yeah, it looks like he belted Roberts and he's talking, so that's not good discipline by the BC Lions. He's the guy that did it's going to get pulled off, but just a great run to the football and good job by pursuit by the defensive backs. I mean, you got the far side corner and the far side halfback coming in to clean up on tackles. That's good hustle to the football.
Toddy, the receiver, is... be flagged for the infraction. He just turned and pushed him. There's nothing.
Well, and right in front of the referee, so you can't argue that one. Just an undisciplined play by the BC Lions.
So the officials are deciding what to do. Ah, so well,
both
are both getting
gonna
infractions.
Get called.
Yeah.
Call it on Jackson. So
I thought it was Roberts, but again, we don't have access
Roberts
to the officials'
too.
Call. Here, that's it's a bit of an issue. We have most of the CFL facilities, but not all of them. So I can tell you the ball is got to be scrimmage. Now the line.
Looks like they're moving the ball back.
Okay, I guess the penalty for BC is 5 yards longer than the penalty on the Stamps. Yeah. All right.
Makes it second and long in the event. Expect to see a pass. Stampeders so far have been getting pretty good pressure on the quarterback just with the four-man rush there. I really haven't blitzed that much.
Sombach is the safety for the Stampeders. Johnson the corner on the near side, the half on the near side. Marlashawn Franklin, former Edmonton Elk. Second down, 13 yards to go on the 40-yard line of BC. Receivers in motion, the line. Snap back to Bright. He looks left and then throws right out of the backfield. Charging upfield. Horvath gets to the 42-yard line, but the Stampeder really rallied to the ball to bring him down. Jar Jadoko is over. Not much gain there. Markel Lee on the play as well, and Von Mueldorfer. So the Lions will be forced to punt.
Yeah, I got to talk about Max Von Mueldorfer. He played on the Calgary Selects Bantam All-Star team when I was a head coach. It's great to see a young Calgary product. Then he went to, not to the UFC, but went to Queens, I think, was it, Mark? Or
anyway. St. Mary's, I think.
St. Mary's, but whatever. Good to see a Calgary product player.
Ball is punted away by Meyer. Vaughn is the
good
return
punch.
Man. That ball angles towards the near side, takes a couple of hops. Vaughn picks it up at the 15, gets ahead to the 20, and that's where the Lions
are. I can't believe they didn't call no yards.
I'm kind of with you there. That one looked like it had no yards.
I think they did call it. No, the one referee didn't, the other did, but definitely no yards. That was a great punt into the wind, away from the receiver, but...
Jackson Finley is called for no yards, or is it roughing? Back to Von Mueldorfer for a minute, Greg. We know that every football player works out doing weights, but this guy, I mean, takes it to